Welcome to another episode of Adding Up, the podcast. I'm your host, Serena Dot Ryan. I share my lived experience so that I can help inspire and connect people to have money confidence. This is about taking control of what you understand, and you're able to hold those accountable who are giving you professional advice regarding your financial circumstances. My lived experience is raw and real, much like this podcast is raw and real. I explore topics that have challenged me, where I've lived most of my adult life beyond my means, but I've been able to turn around my financial future by gaining better understanding of how to be better with what I have. This is episode 92, Are You Really Saving Money at the Sales? It's a great question, and one I have been faced with more than once, and as I've been looking to change my behavior around money, sales is quite a triggering thing for me. I'm sharing in this episode my tips on how I am able to successfully navigate sales, particularly in the holiday season, and do better with what I have. Before I jump into the episode, I really want to share my budget highlights, and they are very much related to this particular topic. My best saving, my best learning, and money bravery. My best saving? Avoiding the sales. And I know that is rather ironic, particularly talking about this. We can't always avoid the sales, and they can be valuable, but I've found avoiding sales is very much a way for me not to spend money because temptation is not there. And it is worth considering. If you find you don't have the money, then avoid the sales. My best learning? Only spend the money you have. And that simple act of knowing, hang on a minute, if I have the money, I have the opportunity to spend it. But if I don't have any money, then why on earth am I going to the sales? Money bravery. Saying no to going shopping with others. You can easily get caught up in spending more when you're with others. Not intentionally, but being around others, you start to be influenced by their behavior. And if they are people who spend and are used to spending and spend more, then inadvertently you can end up spending a lot more money. I've learned that the hard way, and money bravery sometimes is not to put you and your money in that situation. Simply don't go. Say no. Getting into this week's episode. What I've learned from the sales. Growing up, it would be a really big deal for us to go to the local shopping mall and be there when they were ready to open for Boxing Day sales. And I'd be waiting in anticipation, and they would usually put on breakfast as well. I didn't realize at the time the fact that they even put on breakfast and made you feel really special was the whole idea of the exchange, that if you had breakfast there, you psychologically feel like you would be spending money with them in almost like obligation to return the favor. I reflect on that now as I share how important it is to shift how I am with regards to sales. What I remember very fondly from that time was the opportunity to get things on special that would normally cost a lot more. The mindset at the time was about how I could save money by buying things that would normally cost more. And it's almost looking at it like it was the wrong question to be asking, because I never considered at that time whether I even needed what I was buying. I just like the idea of saving money, not even considering how I was purchasing either. At the time, as a kid, I would be given money for Christmas. So it would be using my own money. It wasn't until as an adult at the age of 18, I got my first credit card that it stepped over into a different path of using a credit card to buy things at sales. And the slippery soap, that's a lovely play on words, isn't it? Soap is very slippery. The slippery slope was that I would be using credit to buy things on sale that inadvertently I'd end up having to pay interest on the credit card because I was only ever paying minimum payments on the credit card. My relationship shifted from sales being a fun thing to do with friends and family as a kid, as an adult, to still continue the habit, but use my credit card to buy things that were on sale. For years, I would actually continue with that same behaviour. And even now, as I'm reflecting, as I'm recording this episode, I'd often have a lot of fun doing it. But I'd end up with a financial hangover of paying for things months and potentially years later because I hadn't figured out and started with a budget before I got to the shops. I hadn't consciously thought about it. I didn't have a level of awareness to stop myself and even consider if I should or should not be at the sales. So that's where I would start. Have a budget. Before you even step foot in a store, and now we have virtual ways of stepping into stores by going online to start shopping, before you even open up the browser on your phone or on your computer, stop and go, do I have a budget to do this? And if you don't have a budget, then that's it. It shouldn't go any further. Because if you don't have a budget, therefore, you don't need to save money because you don't have the money to spend in the first place. The second and very related thing is you're only saving money on something if you need it in the first place. And some great things I've got on sale right now, if you're watching on Spotify, you'll see it on video. I'm going to hold it up. My mouse. My mouse died the week of Black Friday sales, and I needed a new mouse. So I was able to get the mouse that I have at close to 40% off retail, and that was an amazing saving. But the point is, I needed a mouse to replace the one I had. Therefore, it was a saving because it was something that I needed. Now, the assumption is saving money. You can always save money on things. That's why you go to sales. But if you don't need it in the first place, then you're not saving anything. You're actually wasting money. Related, this is on the fashion side of things because I do love my fashion. And I would say I have wasted hundreds, if not thousands, on clothes over the space of decades of going to sales and buying things that didn't quite fit in the hope that one day I'd lose a bit of my weight. I was going to say money. I actually lost the money. That's the whole point. I was going to say weight. That I'd lose that little bit more weight. Therefore, it wouldn't be as tight around the waist or the bust or the shoulders or wherever it was meant to be fitting better. And I would buy clothes on the assumption that by doing something usually weight related, or I'd alter the outfit itself that would also cost more money to get it altered, then it would fit. So not buying it because it fitted me well. This week, it's actually interesting as I record this podcast, I reflect on the fact that I went to Vinnie's op shop, and at Vinnie's, I bought a dress for $7. I wore that dress this week, and incidentally, it was a $300 dress that had been donated to charity, and I ended up buying it for $7. And I had a comment was, oh my goodness, that dress looks like it's made for you. It's stunning. And I smiled to myself and realized I'd paid $7 for that dress. And it wasn't at the sales, it was at an op shop. It doesn't actually matter where you buy it from, or whether it has a sale tag on it or not. If it doesn't fit you well, then you're wasting your money. And I would have said the same thing. If I bought that dress for $7 and it didn't fit well, then I would have wasted my money there too. It's removing and detaching that just because it's on sale, I'm saving money. It will be a waste of money if it's not fitting well and I'm not going to get the full use out of it. This is really important to remember. If you don't have the money to go to a sale, I'm talking about the physical in-person sales here, don't turn up in the first place, because you're putting yourself in harm's way. You're putting yourself into temptation by turning up there and you don't have the money to spend. That is where things like a credit card that could be used for emergencies accidentally gets used. And that's exactly what has happened to me in previous years. I've turned up without money and then gone, oh look, I'll just put it on the credit card. Even though I had sworn black and blue to myself many times over that my credit card was only ever going to be used in emergencies, there I would be at a sale using my credit card. Now, I've always fortunately been able to pay off my credit card, often only minimum payments, but because I was still making those minimum payments, I flew under the radar that I was ever so subtly living beyond my means because I had a credit card that I was really using as my own money. It's important to say that out aloud, and I find this as beautiful accountability for myself as well, that I will not go back that way again. And sales, there will always be another one that somehow, because there's a sale and all this hype is sitting around it, that is going to be the best ever sale. And we have this fear of missing out, this FOMO by not going to that sale that we're going to miss out. And that couldn't be further from the truth, really. We're not missing out because there'll be another one coming. And when you can calm down at the thought that you don't really need it, you don't have the money, and there will be another one coming, then why rush to go? Don't put yourself in harm's way and stay home. And this is advice I'm giving to myself. And if that is useful for you, amazing. I am saying you can go to sales. You can spend the money. Allow yourself the awareness to see if it's right for you or not. And sitting in a space of processing all those considerations can be positive to allow yourself that space to consider your own circumstances and whether you should or should not go. Have fun shopping if that's what you intend doing. And if you don't go shopping, think of all the things you could be doing instead. Going to the beach or the park or relaxing in your own backyard, reading an amazing book you already have. And if you find that your budget is one where you feel like you really don't have much money, but you still want to spend money, I do also highly recommend going and checking out op shops and potentially getting yourself a book or a board game or even a nice dress. Going to Vinnie's, I was so impressed when I was there shopping this week and I bought two Christmas dresses and a lovely work top. I was also seeing incredible brand new unopened gifts that you could potentially get. Talking toys and board games. And I was with a wonderful friend who actually picked up a lovely table with four chairs for her grandkids. She only paid $15 for it too. And I've seen them retail over $200. So if you're looking for an amazing bargain that doesn't have the sale of the year tag on it or Boxing Day sales, it's worth going and checking out your local Vinnie's as well. The assumption that it's secondhand is definitely not second best. It can often be brand new and brilliant condition. And when you do spend your money there, it's also going to their initiatives to help those who are less fortunate, which I love as well. Hope you're having a lovely holiday season.